Right. And but what I'm saying is that like I agree that like if we slammed everything, if we just like stopped making electricity for 20 years, like it will still get worse for a few years. And then it seems that the scientists seem to say that like if we really actually fucking stopped everything, it wouldn't get so bad that all humanity would die.
So you're saying
it would get bad.
If we made a 5-year plan to get halfway to returning to monkey, and then we made another 5-year plan to return all the way to monkey, we could potentially save the world.
We can survive.
We can, yeah. we can live long enough to pick bugs out of each other's hair until we die comfortably.
Yeah, I mean, really, I think that like there's gonna be huge changes no matter what happens.
Yeah.
But like what is going to happen if nothing changes politically is that like all the poor people are going to die and mm-hmm. the rich people are going to be fine.
Well, and especially like globally, it's like the like border crisis currently will look like nothing. Like the genocide Joe Biden will do on the like tens of millions of climate refugees fleeing like other countries that have become submerged under the ocean and just being like, nope, no room in the US for you guys. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is something that is not, you know, it's just I was talking with Matt from Chapo the other day, and he was saying like his only hope is that Biden would act as a radicalizing factor for libs, be the final nail in the coffin of like, oh, this is actually not ever going to work and no mm-hmm. one is ever going to do anything.
Right.
And then it would necessitate all of those fucking freaks who are on TikTok saying you have to vote for Joe Biden, to say, well, I guess that didn't work. So mm-hmm. Something new has to sprout out of that. And that movement has to be huge. Like we have to have all of these people who are, you know, freaks who are saying you have to vote for Joe Biden have to change their mind. And all of the people who don't vote have to get involved enough to create something new and actually take over.
Well, that's like what I've been saying. Like, I think a lot of leftists in the United States, because, you know, a lot of us are getting older, at least me and my friends. And it's nice to think that like, oh, the revolutionary opportunity might be coming up pretty soon, like before we're too fucking old, before these bad knees start to fall all the way apart. And it's like, if you really look at the political consciousness and the state of political development in the United States, this is not Russia 1917. This is the Tsar passing the October Manifesto in 1905 and promising to set up a Duma and all that. And that's if we get Joe Biden, you know?
Yeah. And it's worse. It's so much worse because like fascism has never been like this established. Like we've never had us, because almost always when it's in history, when it's been like this, it's because of like there's some revolutionary force of like, oh, we're gonna save the system, but we're gonna tear it down too, right? Like there's a new order, and this is like an established like order that is just sort of flexing its muscles.
Yeah, I was having that thought recently that it almost feels weird to like historically as a comparison to call Trump like a fascist leader, because I feel like in most other scenarios, like you're saying, Bryn, it's like the fascists are people who came in to a crumbling country and were like, here's how we fix it, and sort of like seized whatever, you know, democratic political organ existed. But it's like Trump didn't really have to seize anything. He just kind of walked in through the Electoral College. Obama and Bush had already set up a Gestapo for him. They already had concentration camps. They already had a huge army. He already had everything he needed. If he doesn't have to like develop anything,
that's
himself.
Why he's so unpopular. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's another thing about Trump is that he isn't a fascist dictator, and that's why it seems so fucking hysterical when libs are calling him that, because he's just a continuation of the consolidation of power that we've always had. He's just distasteful about it because I think it's beneficial for America to get what it wants. This way. Well, they would have done it with Hillary Clinton too.
We love telling ourselves that like this is just a bad spell. You know, America's just going through it right now. You know, this is just our it's just a phase, Mom. You know, like that's the kind of thing that we're going through right now. And it's like it's all a big cover up for the fact that we're just doing what we've always done. And it makes me wonder, like, you're right. Like, fascists in most cases where they've assumed power, you know, in what you stereotypically think of as a fascist, is in a situation where they've come in and they've said, hey, we're going to do, quote unquote, revolutionary fascism, where we usurp the current order and take it over. But it's almost like with that already being the institution that's crumbling and is failing, it makes me wonder what kind of alternatives Americans are going to turn to. And I think it's telling that we already have like such confusing subsections of people who are ready for, you know, a civil war or ready for like a revolution, all the way from communists through like Boogaloo Boys to like weird 4chan QAnon ANCAP libertarian gentle sirs.
Right. And I think that drive comes from, like we were saying on, I think, the last regular episode, like I think that drive comes from like a sort of like psychological frontiersmanship, where you like want to be like blazing a trail of something new.
You have Silicon Valley brain, but for doing a revolution.
Yeah, exactly. but for like, you know, paving out your own path, you know, for like the individualist dream of like being a part of the genocide.
Yeah, into the wild. I'm going to go die in a fucking bus in the woods. Most inspiring like story moron. Of all time. Why is it that all of the big like American thematic stories are where we fucking lose? Like the Alamo? Who gives a shit about the fucking Alamo? Fuck Davy Crockett.
Some nerd walking somewhere in the middle of the woods or like some shithole swamp and is like, I'm gonna shit myself to death here. And it's like, that's America if ever I've seen it. Oh man, really gets you going.